Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. It's your girl, Michaela J, teaching you how to manifest your next level luxe life. And we are back with another little Friday quickie. I love these. I love sitting down to write the notes of like, what punchy thing do I want you thinking about over the weekend? And today I decided to talk about the energy of spending money because I had a really fun event on Thursday morning. I got to go to YSL and shop at a super private sale that they do for their loyal customers. And it was just such a bougie, cool experience. Walk in, see my normal sales rep. He got to walk me through the secret closet of things, show me all of the sale items that aren't on the floor and aren't available to just walk-in customers. And I ended up buying one thing from the sale and then buying a bag that was actually regular price that I fell in love with. But it made me think of this concept of the energy of spending money, and I wanted to share it with you because the whole time I was shopping, I was repeating this affirmation in my head. And I was like, oh my God, I've definitely talked about this before, but I need to talk about it again. And I just did it on autopilot, which was the fun part. It was like, I wasn't consciously like repeating this affirmation to myself. It just started happening. And that's the experience I want you guys to start to have with money and money manifesting and spending money. So anyways, let's get to it. The money affirmation is, every dollar I spend comes back to me times 10. I love this because it's very sing-songy, it's rhymey, and you know, our brains kind of love that vibe. It reminds me of in high school being able to remember every word to every popular song, but not being able to remember like shit on the periodic table for my chemistry exams, you know what I mean? So every dollar I spend comes back to me times 10. And while I was walking around YSL, trying on different bags and sunglasses and looking at shoes, I'm like, oh, whatever I decide to buy, every dollar I spend comes back to me times 10. That makes your shopping experience so much more fun. And I don't just do this in stores like YSL or if I'm designer shopping. I do this if I'm at Zara looking for clothes. I do this when I'm at the fucking grocery store buying my food for the week. I do this every morning when I'm buying coffee. It's just a part of my everyday. I'm kind of singing this affirmation and I've done it for so long. That's why it's just on autopilot at this point that I just start singing it in my head while shopping. I want you guys to tap into that, whether it's the same affirmation or one you're vibing with. You know, when I started doing this, I actually would say, every dollar I spend comes back to me times 3, which doesn't rhyme and isn't as cute, but that was what I could get my belief behind. It was like, okay, I spend a dollar and I make 3 times that amount. And I would just repeat an affirmation of that sort in my head until I was like, okay. And I was really starting to see results with that. I'm a firm believer in affirmations when you fully can get your energy behind it. When you're saying the affirmation, it makes you feel some type of way, you feel really good. That's when it's going to be effective. So I was really seeing the results of this times 3, and that made me want to bump it up to 10. So it was probably like a year and a half ago where I started to say the every dollar I spend comes back to me times 10. And now I'm in a space where that is my reality a lot of the time. And it's crazy. It took a couple, like, you know, took some buffer time to get there, where I would say that affirmation, but I was only getting like back 3, but like still sign me up. It's a good vibe. Anyways, I wanted to share this with you guys because the energy you're in when you spend your money has everything to do with how you are manifesting money. Let's say you're calling in an extra $1,000 this month. If you are scared to spend $1,000, or if you're scared to spend $100, if you're scared spending any money, that's what is gonna come back to you because you're moving through life in a scarcity vibration. And what we want to attract is abundance, it's wealth, it's money, it's power, it's you and your power, right? It's the power to make decisions that you want to make, buying power. So we need to move through life with that consistent energy. So when you are going grocery shopping, when you're buying Starbucks, when you're doing anything that interacts with money, I want you to take a really good look at what's your vibe. Are you making a purchase in a scarcity vibe? Are you buying something cheaper because you're afraid to spend more money? What is going on there? It's those little habits. It's those little vibrations that really add up to how money is coming into your life. And one thing I want to touch on briefly as well is like energetic circulation. So this is spending money. Money is an energy, right? It's flowing to us, it flows through us, and we spend it. We spend it, we make it, it's moving around. You might move it around in accounts. There is circulation happening. When you get money and you hoard it, you're cutting off that circulation. And I'm not saying to go blow all your money and spend it all the time, but you can't be afraid to spend money if you're wanting to call in more. There's a give and take energy to everything. And as we really crave balance in all areas of our lives, money is no exception. So where have you been afraid to spend money that you know you want to, but you've just been afraid and you've been kind of hoarding it out of a scarcity mindset? Where have you been buying purchases in a scarcity vibe? Just be aware of these things and start to shift them. When you're at the grocery store, repeat your affirmation. Trust that you get to nourish your body. Trust that when you make purchases that you love, it's going to bring more money to you and that it makes you feel good as well. When you can start to make these little micro shifts in your money shit, you're going to see money start to manifest a lot faster, okay? That's your Friday quickie. I love you all. I'll talk to you next week. Make sure you're spending your money in the highest of vibes, and I will catch you next week.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.